Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. We could all use a good laugh right now, and that's true in more ways than you can ever imagine. The list of benefits from laughing ranges from easing depression and stress to relieving pain to boosting your immune system. In fact, a Norwegian study done in 2016 even showed a relationship between lower death rates from certain illnesses and a person's sense of humor. We wanted to dig deeper into this fascinating topic, so we turned to Dr. Jody DeLuca. Dr. Jody is a clinical psychologist and founder of Erie, Colorado Counseling. She specializes in human emotion and behavior. Here's what Dr. Jody had to say. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a privilege, Kim. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
How can laughter help when we're feeling down about the current state of the world?
Well, you know, when we laugh, there are different hormones, neurochemicals that actually change the way we feel. So laughter is actually an evolutionary built-in defense mechanism to keep us emotionally balanced. And it's a defense mechanism that has survived millions of years of evolution. But during this whole pandemic, everybody that I see professionally and personally, everybody talks about an increase in anxiety, an increase in depression, panic, fear, anger. But what we know about laughter is that it actually decreases depression, decreases anxiety and panic. And there's a lot of health benefits. It's infinite. The power of laughter is infinite in a nutshell. It's innate. Like I said, it's an evolutionary. It's contagious.
What does science tell us about the psychological benefits of laughter? And what does it tell us about the physical benefits?
Well, the psychological benefits are it improves mood. It helps with memory. It helps with our overall thought process, our cognition. It improves our ability to problem solve, accept certain things. It also increases our socialization and it increases our lifespan. It increases our happiness. It's a way to communicate. The physical benefits we've known for many years, what it does, it increases the immune cells within our body. So therefore, it increases the overall effectiveness, our immune system, especially as we age. It also is very important during a time like this, just as in flu season, that we laugh because ultimately it helps us fight infection and disease by improving the immune system. It lowers our blood pressure. It decreases the stress hormones, which a lot of us are experiencing right now. Laughter also leads to the production of endorphins in the body, the same endorphins that we kind of feel when we work out or exercise. It temporarily relieves all types of pain, psychological, physical, emotional. With trauma, one of the things I like to tell my patients who have experienced significant trauma, especially my vets or any kind of trauma, is you need to laugh. You have to laugh. I don't care what you do. Go home, find a way to laugh.
Are there some easy ways to get yourself to laugh more?
You know, I love to surround myself with people who make me laugh. And sometimes I don't even know when I'm around them, I just laugh. And who knows what that could be. Or I try to watch a show that makes me laugh no matter what. But we know the things that make us laugh. And especially during times like these, we have to try to remember them or play a funny game.
So you've also written that seniors in particular need to laugh and how important it is for the elderly. Why is that?
I think because especially as we age, we know the whole body and overall starts to decline a little. However, what we do know, again, because of the phenomenal properties that laughter provides through the release of the different hormones and peptides from the brain to the body, it improves memory. It improves intellectual cognition. It improves problem solving. It's kind of like a breath of fresh air to the brain. It includes bonding, regardless of the age difference. And like I said before, it includes the immune cells. So therefore, the overall immune system, it fights off infection and disease. It lowers blood pressure. It decreases stress. So anything that would significantly improve the overall functioning of the body as we age is highly recommended. And laughter is. It's highly recommended. It's prescribed. But it also, laughter improves blood circulation. So therefore, it increases cardiac efficiency for the cardiovascular, the heart, and as well as the lungs. And again, the endorphins.
Who knew that laughter had so many benefits? So here's something good for today. To laugh is human, and it's also an easy, inexpensive way to get healthier, happier, and maybe even live longer. Just as we set aside time for exercise and sleep, let's take a few minutes each day to laugh. It doesn't matter where you get your laughs from, just make sure you do it. And if you have an elderly friend or relative, share a laugh with them whenever you can. Laughter is especially beneficial to older people, and it's a great way to connect. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.